As a 20-year-old, are you frustrated that no one can relate to you, especially at the period of your life where you are right now? How would you like someone who's been where you are to show you how to not only survive your 20s, but thrive in your 20s? I was once where you are. In this episode, I will show you how to win in your 20s in 5 categories. I will share 1 tip for each category, including career, friends, finances, life, and mental health. Yes, I am not currently in my 20s. I am not experiencing the whole internet bullying and all that stuff. But nevertheless, the core of what most 20-year-olds are going through, I've already dealt with it and thrived. I'm here to let you know you can too when you apply everything I'm about to say. I will first start with career. In your 20s, especially now, there's a lot of layoffs, especially in the tech world. And being exposed to 20-year-olds with my godkids as well as the young adults that I am coaching, I've heard a lot of different conversations in the sense of, it is very hard to get a career that you like and that you're working in your field and you're making the money that you want to make in order to save and have a house or a home for yourself because you're ready to leave your parents. And I'm here to tell you 1 tip right now for your career. You are in your 20s. Yes, your first job, you want it to be the job of your lifetime, but most people do not stay in their job for the next 40 years. Some people resign, some people relocate. Work out your character while you're at that job. And while you're still at that job, save money, stop going out with your friends and your boyfriend or girlfriend, and revamp your resume in order to get that job that you want. Or better yet, if you are a person who's ready to step out on faith, start your own business. It is important to know that in your 20s, you are figuring out yourself what you like and what you don't like.
Any personal challenge that therapy could help with? Therapy can provide tools to approach your life in a very different way. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a platform that makes finding a therapist easier because it's online, it's remote, and by filling out a few questions, BetterHelp can match you to a professional therapist in as little as a few days. It's easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist. There's a link in my description. It's betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. If you are struggling, consider online therapy with our sponsor, BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Also, it gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp so you can connect with a therapist and see if it helps you. Again, click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this channel. Now back to our episode.
There are a lot of people who get into their career and realize this is not the career for them. And it's okay if that has happened to you. You are at a great place in your life to rediscover that now versus be 40 and realize I wasted 20 years of my life in the wrong field. So just make sure right now you, one, like the career you're in. And currently, if you are unemployed, to go to this next step, finances. What are you planning to do with your finances? I moved from New York to Georgia and the life expense was a lot less for me. Of course, now living in Georgia is almost equivalent to living in New York, but nevertheless, I made that change for myself in order for my finances to be better. You have to realize in your 20s, a lot of money is coming out of your hands and it's important to do the B word, budget. Budget where your money is going and make sure every dollar is accountable. Because if you don't attach a name to each dollar that you bring in, the dollars will run away. And then you are rich on Friday and broke on Monday. do not live that life, especially in your 20s. This is the time more than ever. If you're living with your parents, stay with your parents. If you are living alone, get roommates. Do what is necessary for your finances in order to save, in order for you to have at least a good foundation for your 30s. Also, your mental health. There is a lot of suicide and depression and anxiety, especially in 20-year-olds, and mainly it's because of social media, and it's important to limit or delete the apps. Just get it off your phone and block it, and just concentrate on you and your own self-worth and your own mental health. It is great if you can go away. Currently, I'm in New Mexico, and my mental health, my nervous system is at a beautiful calm. I don't have people honking at me when I'm driving 40 at a 35 miles per hour limit. There's no traffic. There's hardly any cars. And I just drive at peace. It's important that you go to where peace is and stop living the fast life or following people on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok or whatever you're doing your social media with. They're showing you this life and they're making it look glamorous, and it's not. They are stressed. It's very important that you don't follow that route. If you would like more information about my own mental health issues and how I became resilient and rose above my mental health to get it to a better place where I am stable mentally, check out this link. Also, the next area is friends. In your 20s, you are either having friends from college, high school, or elementary school. I had all three, but then once I got into my career, I realized I was moving differently and the conversations were different because I wanted to elevate. And people in my life were still either clubbing or they were having a family, and I wasn't at that space to care to get married at that time. And I was mainly about traveling and enjoying my family and my friends. So it's important to know that if you have friends that are still talking nonsense and you're ready to elevate, also make sure you sit down and set boundaries and go to networking events. Go to places where you know your crowd of people will be and make new friends. There are many ways to meet new friends. I have met new friends in my 20s while traveling, also at work, and also at a networking event. So it's important to get yourself in different environments to meet the type of people that you want to become and to have those type of conversations with. And of course, your life. You are in your 20s. Calm down, relax. God willing, you will make it to 45 like myself. But till then, enjoy the moment. Be present with the moment. Yes, having a job loss sucks. Yes, losing a boyfriend or a girlfriend in your 20s sucks. Yes, your parents don't understand what's going on for your life. I get it. Nevertheless, this is only the beginning, and it's important that you form better ways of dealing with different things that come into your life, have better habits and perspective and mindsets now versus, unfortunately, myself, I had a breakdown in my 40s because I did not develop all the stuff I'm saying to you in my 20s of having a strong mindset to know if life happens, it's not happening to me, it's happening for me, and for me to elevate myself and to have a better perspective about life. Life is not attacking you. Life is not against you. Life is not your enemy. And yes, even when you get laid off, it's a good thing. Yes, even though your boyfriend or girlfriend broke up with you, it's a good thing. Rejection is protection. And maybe down the line, you will realize that, thank you, God, that this person's out of my life because now I'm able to elevate myself because this person was only restricting me and keeping me bound. It's important to look at your life now and realize that your mindset is so limited to where it is, And it's important to surround yourself, especially with people who are older than you, to let you know, like, hey, this thing right here, it can get better. As long as you realize that you are only limited to what you see, and there's so much more behind the mountain. So just keep walking, keep smiling, keep encouraging yourself, and rise above the situations you are in, because it is only temporary. Do not make permanent decisions on temporary issues. Stay resilient.